Okay. We'll reconvene for the administrative portion of our meeting. There's one item on consent. I move approval.
Second.
A motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
Then moving to discussion matters, we have comments on the ACOEDAPLEIS, and I'll call on VSCHOCK for that.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm going to stall a little bit because I think this is actually supposed to be Chris's item, but I can speak to it as well. So I believe last week Chris had sent out a draft of a declaration of Commissioner Kringstead regarding the Army Corps of Engineers Dakota Access Pipeline Project environmental impact statement. I don't know if it was released, but we had heard that it was likely to be released yesterday or today. And we are assuming that the tribes will appeal that decision. So the declaration we're asking the commission to support and ultimately Commissioner Kringstead to sign is very similar to prior declarations that kind of essentially outline the process that this commission went through to permit that project and all of the considerations that kind of went into that. I forget how many pages total. I think it's only a handful of pages, but it is very similar to the prior declarations that we've had. I think last year, I think we had another one signed by Commissioner Kringstead. And prior to that, probably in 23 or 4, Julie Fedorchek had signed at that time.
And when you say the process, you're talking about the very long and extraordinarily thorough process, right?
100% accurate, yes. We went through numerous hearings for both the initial and then the optimization project, which added some pump stations to it. And yeah, it does, the declaration does outline all of those. So just looking for your general support for that document. There would be the only modification to it subsequent to your approval would be the case number of the assumed appeal. Once that's available, we would add that to the document before Commissioner Kringstead would sign.
Clarify for me what was sent out last week.
I believe Chris sent out the declaration that we'd be asking you all to support. I think he sent it out.
I can't say with 100% certainty right now, but
sure.
That's on me.
Okay.
But I'll look.
If you do not have it, just let me know. I can get you a printed copy of it. But it is I've been through it myself. Chris and I have talked about it both internally and with the state's attorney representing us on this matter. And it is identical to previous declarations.
And that was my understanding with what was sent out. And I recall a more thorough review of when we signed it last time for the current case. And so I'm comfortable with it. I just don't know how the timing works on that.
Yep.
But if it's coming out today, we probably don't want to wait till the next commission meeting. And
exactly. Yep. Exactly. So please do, after the meeting, if you all let me know if you do not have it, we'll make sure you get it immediately. And
again, that's on me. I'll look.
Okay.
Be safe.
Take care.
Later, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
So I'm sensing another quick review. If you don't hear back from us soon, that there's a comfort level in having the portfolio holder sign that and submitting it. If they appeal, hopefully it's been vetted well enough, and that the Corps finds that the current route is in fact the best route and that it doesn't get appealed anymore. But
I would agree. I've been through the environmental impact statement on a number of occasions. It is significant and lengthy. So we're hopeful they come to the appropriate decision and that's satisfactory to all of the parties. But
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that anyone needed to add for discussion? Anything for scheduling? Hearing none, we are adjourned.